Hello, it's George from The Times here again, recording live and exclusive from St James's Park, Newcastle United's football stadium. I'm here with Simon Bird from The Daily Mirror. I'm here again with Colin Young from The Daily Mail, and also here with Scott Wilson from The Northern Echo, a proud addition to our troupe. Very hungover is Scott after attending a darts match last night. It wasn't that long ago, in fact it was the start of the season, when Alan Pardew was being asked whether Newcastle were in a state of crisis. And the question I'm going to ask each of you in turn, I think, is what has gone so spectacularly right at Newcastle this season?
Scott.
Lovely. Simon, over to you.
Well, George, Newcastle season's gone a lot better than my season has as a professional journalist, actually. I just want to read a comment I got on Twitter the other day.
It's all about you, isn't it?
It's all about me. Surely a professional journalist can't write this badly. The content's fine, but it's a terrible read. That pretty much sums up... my season covering Newcastle. However, it's been very enjoyable. Yeah.
So mainly it is all about you, right? Okay, Scott, I'll come back to you.
Okay, George, you're going to disappear again now, aren't you? What was the question again?
What has gone so spectacularly right at Newcastle United this season?
Signings. The signings have gone spectacularly right. I think you'd have to say that. You know, you look down the list of players who came in last summer and pretty much everyone would have a tick next to them, I think. So that's clearly gone right.
And the amazing thing is that they've settled immediately, haven't they? No one's needed time to bed in. Everyone's come into the team. And then when important players have gone out of the team, the replacements have come in and done brilliantly.
Yeah, that's been another key factor of the season, hasn't it? The way that things have kind of knitted together so well. You look at, you know, Demba Ba, extraordinary in the first half of the season. Papa Cisse comes in and is always the mirror image, extraordinary in the second half of the season. And then, you know, as you quite rightly say, when there have been injuries or issues like that, then fringe players have come, you know, people like Williamson, Santon's obviously developed into a pretty solid fullback. James.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Scott. Yeah, cheers. Colin, you've been obviously watching a lot of Newcastle as well this season. It's actually been good fun.
Yes, it has actually. I think it's been as much fun as 1996-97. And 95-96.
And a lot of the fun has been the fact that it's been unexpected, I suppose, hasn't it?
Is it?
Yes.
Well, you've seen you expected it.
I expected it, yeah, didn't you?
I didn't expect it.
I think you'll find I predicted it. I thought Newcastle had finished third in the Premier League.
Jesus Christ. There's a lot of rewriting of history. There's a lot of rewriting of history going on in this room at the time.
The idiot who asked the question to Pardew at the beginning of the season was Luke Edwards.
It was Luke Edwards.
Of the Daily Telegraph.
Yeah, he was not here to defend himself.
He didn't recognise it just because Newcastle returned from a pre-season tour of America in complete disarray didn't mean that they weren't going to be challenging for the Champions League.
But I suppose there was Twitter rows going on with Joey and Jose Enrico. There were legal letters going out to their players. There was a bonus dispute with the first team and things like that, as well as the kind of bit of chaos that there had been at pre-season. It just feels like everything's kind of run for them since that. The first game of the season, Arsenal draw, second game beat Sunderland, and everything has kind of just picked up since then, Simon.
Well, Alan Pardew's made some really brave decisions in terms of revamping his squad. And get rid of Kevin Nolan, get rid of Joey Barton, bring in a load of new players, change the style, change the goalkeeper to Tim Krull. A lot of decisions which everyone sort of raised their eyebrows at. But he had a theory behind it to make them from a functional team into a fluid team. And it worked. It's worked every bit of the way. And also, you talk about things going right for them. They've had Demba Ba on a scoring run early in the season.
Come on, Simon.
And then CC on a scoring run at the end of the season, so it's all dovetailed nicely.
Scott, the club now have Europe to look forward to again, and of course we as journalists have Europe to look forward to. Can you give a little insight into what a European trip is like?
Well, it feels a lot like what I feel like at the minute, having been drinking last night at the darts. No, it doesn't. That's not true. It's exciting, isn't it? It's like fans, you know. We all look forward to doing it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great laugh. And contrary to some opinions, we as journalists want nothing more than to be reporting on wins, on trophies, on Europe, on and stuff like that. So it's been a very good season. Congratulations to everybody at Newcastle. Look forward to reporting on them again next time.
Hurrah, I totally agree. And yeah, it's great to be back in Europe. They are, as a set of journalists and also for fans as well, it's fantastic to go to a new city and have a few drinks and have a wander around and anticipate a football match in the evening. It's a great treat.
Simon Bird of the Daily Mirror, Joe Kinnear was right. Goodbye.